Starting for night for Brochure Lady Tigers is number 25, Macy Rogers. Number 35, Sydney Slavin. Number 30, Shelby Rogers. Number 32, Shelby Salter. Number 14, Katie Smith. Starting for the Macon County Raiders, number 10, number 42, number 30, number 52, and number 22. For the Raiders, I don't have a roster here, so I don't know their names. For those of you listening at home, you just tell them the words. Brochure gets the tip off. Katie Smith gets the ball. She's going to bring it up center of the court. She passed it to Shelby Salters on the right wing, who throws it. Macon County gets out of bounds. It's Brochure ball. Number 25, Macy Rogers, will pass the ball in for Brochure. Brochure going with a stack. She finds Shelby Rogers underneath the basket, puts it up. No good. Macon County can get the rebound, but they're going to get a jump ball out of it, and it'll be Macon County ball. 52 passing 22. 22 will bring the ball up the court. She dribbles to the right side. She's kind of driving. She's going to drive. Pass it off to the number 52. Block. Puts it to shot for two. It's good. Macy Rogers gets the ball. Brings it up the left side of the court. She's driving. She didn't go all the way. She puts up a slop shot. It's no good. Macon County gets the rebound. Number 30. Number 30 is trying to get around Macy Rogers. He's putting on a full court press. 22 brings the ball to the right side of the court. She's going to try to drive again. Brochure's trying to trap her. They've got her trapped, and they're going to call a travel on number 22. Be Brochure ball now. Macy Rogers will pass the ball in for Brochure to Katie Smith. He'll pass it back to Macy Rogers. He goes to the left side and passes it back. Salter, he gives it to Sydney Slavin at the post. He gives it to Shelby Slavin on the other side of the post. He's sneaked out of bounds by Macon County, number 52. He gave Brochure ball. Macy Rogers will pass the ball in for Brochure. She gets in to Shelby Rogers underneath the hoop. Shelby puts up a shot. No good. She gets her own rebound. She gets a foul on her second shot. She's going to go to the line for two. A foul on number 30 for Macon County. That'll be their first team foul. Shelby Rogers prepares for a shot. Puts it up. A little short. Getting ready for a second shot. Dribbles. Shoots it. It's good. Number 52 passes the ball to Macon County. Number 22 is going to bring the ball to court. I'd like to take this time to welcome Trey Treasure to our announcer's booth.
Damn. And we've got number 22 going to the right side on the wing, dribble driving, saves it. We got a little fumble right there. Got number 42, gets out to number 22, and we got a jump ball. For sure, what?
Macy Rogers will pass the ball into Shelby Salter on the right side or left side of the court. My mistake. She's going to switch over to the right side. Gets it to Sydney Slavin on the right wing. Gives it back to Shelby Salter on the deep right wing. Gives it to Shelby Rogers. Puts it up for two, and it's good. Score now 3-2 for Shearer.
Number 52 from Macon County will pass in. Number 22. 22 will dribble the ball down the court. Taking her a nice time. Take that by a Brochure defender. Pass to number 52 on the left wing. Holding the ball. Pass to number 42. Top to the key. She holds the ball also. 42 looking for somebody to pass to. And she's picked up by a Brochure defender. Dribble drive. And we got a loose ball, and Brochure comes up with it.
Shelby Salters grabs the ball. She loses it. Gets it to Shelby Rogers. She gets it to Macy Rogers at the bottom of the basket on the left side. Puts up a shot for two, and it's good. Brochure now 5-2 leading the game.
Number 52 for Macon will pass it in to number 22. 22 will bring the ball up the court. Number 22 does a nice little fake right there. Dribble drive. As she tries to take the ball, and it goes out of bounds.
Macy Rogers will pass the ball in for Brashear. Macon County putting on a full court press. Looks like she's going to find Sydney Flavin at half court. She gets it to Shelby Rogers just on the other side of half court. Shelby drives. Sorry, my mistake, Shelby Salters. Not Rogers. And something happened there where the ball got knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be Macon County ball.
Number 34 will throw it in for Macon County. 34 to 22. 22 will bring the ball up the court once again. Goes to the right side of the court. Picks up dribbles to find number 3. Number 3 back to 22. Dribble drives. Tries to get past the defenders. Picks up a dribble. Over to number 30 at the top of the key. Dribble drive. Throws up a shot. And we've got a foul on Macy Rogers, number 25. Number 34 will throw it in for Macy. And then tapped up by Macy Rogers, but tries again. Number 34 will throw it in again. As she throws it in and loose ball, but number 3 from Macon comes up with it.
Shelby Salter steals the ball, drives for right-handed layup, puts it up, no good. Macon kind of gets the rebound. Number 22 bringing it up the right side of the court. She's going to try to do the same thing. She's a little more heavily defended. She pulls up, shoot, and then gets it 42 at the bottom of the basket. Puts up a shot and rebound on Macy Rogers. Macy Rogers gets a blocking foul. Called for on number 22. I said that wrong, but you got the picture. She'll pass it in for Brashear. She gets it into Shelby Salters at top of the key. Shelby Salters goes to the right wing. Passes it to nobody. Katie Smith was trying to set a screen there, and she passed it to her as she was setting the screen. Nobody was there to catch it. And they got a jump ball called.
That's number 33. 34 will throw it in for Macon County. 34 over to 22. 22 will bring the ball up to the court again. But 2 minutes left. Picked up. She dribble drives through to Brashear. Maybe she ought to get the hold of it. We got a jump ball. Brashear West.
A lot of jump balls with Andrea.
Just like the last.
Macy Rogers will throw the ball in for Brashear. She gets to find Katie Smith. Christian Love found her way into the game. Katie Smith drives it in the middle of the court and switches to the right side. Gives it back to Christian on the middle. He tries to pass it to Macy Rogers. He gets fouled by number 22. That should be her second foul. Abigail Wheeler finds her way into the game for Sydney Slater. Macon County now has 3 team fouls. Macy Rogers will pass the ball in for Brashear. He finds Katie Smith. Katie Smith at top of the key finds Christian Love on the left side. Puts up a shot for 2. It's no good. Rebounded by Shelby Rogers. Puts up a shot.
Number 34, Macon will come up with a rebound, trying to find somebody. As she's trying to find somebody, she travels on that one.
Kristen Love will pass the ball in for Brashear. And now Shelby Salters has found her way back in the game for Katie Smith. Brashear's going with the stack formation here. Kristen Love finds Abigail Wheeler on the deep left wing. Gives it to... She hit 34 and faced the ball on accident, I do believe, but they called a 5-second violation. That is what I think happened. What do you think, Trey?
Well, it looks like to me. Number 34 will throw the ball in from Macon County. Finds number 22. 22 hurries down the court this time. Dribble drives again. Dishes it off. Trying to find number 34. She puts up a shot. No good. Well, it looks like Shelby Rogers got the rebound there and was violently hacked by number 30 for Macon County.
That's what it looks like to me, too, Dre. Kristen Love will pass the ball in for Brashear. Looks like she's going to find Shelby Salters. She's going to bring it up the right side of the court. She passes it to Abigail Wheeler on the right wing, gets it to Shelby Rogers at the bottom of his lane, gets the shot for 2, and it's good.
Number 52 will throw it in to Macon County. Finds number 22. She's going to dribble over here and talk to the coach real quick. And now we are on our way. Kind of stands there, dribbling.
Timeout for Macon County. first time out of the game, I do believe. Is that right, Trey?
That's what it looks like to me.
54.4 seconds on the clock. Score is 7-2 Brashear. Brashear has one team foul, and Macon County has four. Macon County's ball.
52 will throw it in from Macon County. Finds number 30. He dribbles around a little bit. Finds number 22. 22 goes to the right side. Back to the left side. Back to the right side again. Finds number 30. Left, right. Turned back to the left again. Now she's at the top of the key. Then she decides to go back right. Back left. Screened by number 3. 30 dribbles back right. Tries to pass number 3 and it's lost.
Daisy Rogers gets the ball. She dribbles it up the court, and it looks like she got fouled by number...
No, she didn't.
She carried the ball is what she did.
Number 52 will throw it in from Macon County.
Number 52 will throw it in over to number 22. 22 will take the ball up the court.
22, left, right.
And stolen by Shelby Salter. She's going to drive for another right-handed layup. She's going to put it up and get the ball stuffed in her face, but it's going to stay for sheer ball. I would have called it a foul, Trey. Fifth and level passed the ball in for Brashear. She can find Sydney Slavin. The post puts up a shot for two. No good. She gets fouled. She's going to the line for two. That'll be Macon County's 15th foul. Number 32nd, I do believe, yes. Number 32nd. Sydney Slavin will go to the line for two. Let's see what he can do. Puts up a first shot. It's good.
Got 12.8 left on the clock, Daniel, in the first. Brashear is up by 6, 8-2.
And Sydney Slavin will put up her second shot. Let's see what she can do again. Oh, just off the front rim, but she gets in a rebound. She puts it up again for two. No good.
And now 52 will throw it into 22. 22 will sprint down court with 5 seconds left on the clock. Finds number 3. Number 3. And number 30 will put up the shot. No good.
I don't think number 3 knew how much time was left on the clock. Do you, Trey?
I don't either.
She was dribbling like she had 3 more minutes left in the
first quarter.
Score still 8-2.
Number 34 will throw it in for Macon, and 22 will run down the court as she carries the ball. And that will be for sheer ball.
Macon County expressing some disagreement with George on that call. Shelby Sullivan will drive to the right, deep right wing. She's getting trapped. She tries to get it off. Number 3 knocks it out of bounds. Be Brashear ball. Christian Level passed in for Brashear. She's going to find Abigail Wheeler at the bottom right wing who takes a step before she dribbles.
Can't do that in basketball.
Yeah,
can
you can't.
Number 34 will throw it in for Macon County. Finds number 22. 22 will kind of take a nice little jot down the court to the left side. Finds number 30 on the left side. 30 will drive around. Goes all the way to the right side. Right side takes a shot.
Oh,
no good. And she is fouled.
Fouled by 32, Shelby Rogers, or Shelby Salters.
And she will miss her first. Number 30, going along, shooting her second. Taking her time, puts it up. And it is also no good.
Shelby Salters gets the rebound. She's going to bring it up the court, right up the middle. She's going to go to the right wing. She's going to pass it in to Katie Smith at the top of the lane. Puts up a shot for two, it's no good. For sure, with no attempt to save the ball. And it could have been saved.
Easily. It wasn't bounced out very far. Number 34 will throw it in to Macon, for Macon County. Finds number 22. 22 will take her nice little walk down the line. finds number 42 at the top of the key. Takes an extra step right there and gets called for the travel.
First and level pass the ball for Brashear.
Not in a very intense game, but it's going on.
She finds Macy Rogers on the left side of the court. He's going to drive to the left side of the lane. Get it to Shelby Rogers on the right side of the lane. Puts up a shot for two. That's good.
Number 34 throws it into Macon County. Finds number 22. 22 is going to sprint down the court this time. Finds number 3 at the top of the key. Over to number 30. 30 puts up the shot, and it's no good, as it is rebounded by Macy Rogers.
Macy Rogers will bring the ball up the court on the right side. She's going to drive to the middle of the lane, put up a slop shot, and it's good for two.
Number 34 will throw it in from Macon County. Finds number 22. 22 finds number 3. 3 will drive to the top of the wing. Finds number 22 again on the right side. She'll dribble drive. Take it back out. Finds number 42. Puts it up. No good.
She
fouled on that shot.
That back door was wide open, but sure got lucky she didn't make that shot.
Very lucky.
We've got 4:14 left in the second quarter. 12-2, Brashear winning. Number 34 will go to the line shooting her first. Puts it up.
And it is good. Nothing but the bottom of the net.
Sydney Slavin and Abigail Wheeler will find their way in for Macy Rogers and Kristen Lowe.
Number 34 goes to the line shooting her second. Takes a pretty little time. Put it up.
And no good.
Just to the right. Shelby Salters gets the rebound. She's bringing it up the court. She finds Shelby Rogers on the left wing. He passes Kay Smith at the left elbow. He gets fouled by number 22. Macon County will call another timeout.
Macon County is kind of struggling this game just a little bit.
Yeah. I think they're a fairly young team. They didn't give us a roster tonight, so I don't know anything about their team. Oh, it's on the back of Brashear's roster. How clever. I should have looked there.
Yeah, it looks like they only got two freshmen.
They only got two freshmen and
two seventh graders, and the rest are all eighth graders.
And if it's like most teams, they probably had a bunch of freshmen last year and they all graduate. Abigail Wheeler gets the ball into Shelby Salter at the top of the key. He drives to the right wing. Gets Shelby Rogers on the deep right wing. He dribbles back and gives it to Abigail Wheeler in the very deep right wing. Gives it to Sydney Slavin. He puts up a shot for two, and it's good.
Number 34 from Macon County will throw it in number 22. 22 will dribble the ball down the left side of the court, back to the center, top of the key. Got a screen right there. Kind of dribbling at pretty close to the half mark. She finds number 42 closer to the hoop. Puts up a shot, no good. But she is fouled. Looks like that'll be on the floor.
There when we had that little fight for ball possession there at half court, Abigail Wheeler got caught on the other side of half court. And she's lucky they weren't paying attention to her. They'd have been a man down.
Could have been bad. Number 30 will throw it in for Macon. Finds number 22. 22, 42. And then we got a jump ball.
And then it'll be Brashear's ball. Abigail Wheeler will pass the ball in for Brashear. Looks like she's going to find Katie Smith. She's going to bring up the left side of the court. And switch over to her right hand, pick up the ball. But I think she
got fouled on that.
She got fouled. I only might call a foul there for a minute. She got fouled by number 22. I think that's her third foul. No, it was the fourth foul. Fourth foul, second quarter. She might not see that some action for a while. Katie Smith will go to the line. 1-1 bonus. That's her first shot. It's good.
That'll really hurt Macon County, because number 22 is a big part in this game.
Yeah.
She is a main ball handler right there.
Put up a second shot. Oh, just in and out. 34 gets the rebound.
34. Finds number 10. Number 10 will be the ball handler now. 22 got four fouls. Number 10's having a hard time as Brashear sends a trap.
Ooh.
And she got fouled.
Now number 34 for Macon will have the ball. Having a hard time finding some people, and she finally finds number 42 on the block. She'll put up a shot, but it's rebounded by Abigail Wheeler, but it gets knocked out of her hands, and Abigail Wheeler will tap it again, be out of bounds.
That looks like it might have had a foul in there. What do you think?
That's what I was thinking, too, but our opinions don't count.
Yep.
Macon County's number 30 will have the ball.
It's thrown by Shelby Salton. He can drive the right side of the court, get it to Abigail Wheeler, deep right, far right side on the block, but she'll catch the ball and travel. That seems to be a problem for Abigail Wheeler. But
I think it's like her second or third travel for tonight, Daniel.
It happens, though, Trey.
Yes, it does. Number 34 from Macon will throw it in, finds number 30. 30, kind of go to the right side in just a little bit. Finds number 3.
That was a nice pass.
It was a nice pass, kind of a handoff, like a football move. Oh, finds number 10 with the same move.
Man. Obviously, no one Brashear stealing the ball in a pass.
Yep.
Their pass is run up there with the ball and throw it in the person's stomach and hope they catch it.
And now Macon County number 34 third end now. Finds number 30 on the offside. But it is on the floor. We got a loose ball. Somehow number 42 comes up with the ball in the post. He puts up a shot, no good. Got another loose ball.
I don't think this ball is on who it's belonged to for the last minute in this ball game.
Something.
That ball was around and around and around.
And it goes out of bounds. Or we got a jump ball and it'll be Macon County's way. As she finds number 34. 34. We pass it in. No good. Say Macon County ball. Now Macon County's 34. We'll throw it in again. She finds number 42 on the off block, puts up the shot, fouled, and it is good for two.
She's going to go to the line and shoot a free throw. Score is 15 to 5 right now. 10-point ball game. Let's see if she can make it a 9-point ball game.
Quite a few fouls in this game so far.
Yep.
Brashear will have 6 and Macon will have 7. She will take her time. Shoot her first. Praise a little bit. Puts it up. And it rolls in.
A good one. That's a 3-point play.
Kristen Level passed the ball into Brashear to find Shelby Rogers, or Shelby Salters. Shelby Salters dribbles up the middle of the court. Finds Kristen Level on the left wing. She drives in once. Finds Katie Smith on the left elbow. Gives it to Shelby Salters on the right wing. He gets passed into Abigail Wheeler at the right post. Who gets the ball knocked out of her hand. And then Katie Smith, a little bit of a rumble kind of fight thing for the ball at half court. And it'll end up being a Brashear ball on a jump ball.
That was a heck of a fight right there.
It was. Kristen Level passed the ball and finds Katie Smith. He gives it back to Kristen Level at the left wing. A bad pass, but Kristen comes up with it. Gives it to Abigail Wheeler. He gives it to Sydney Fleming at the block. Puts up a shot. She's going to get fouled. She's going to go line for 2.
Not a very intense ball game this evening, but
that was about the most action we've seen all night, wouldn't you say?
I would have to agree.
Quite eventful the last couple minutes in this ball game. Sydney Slavin will go to the line. Put up a first shot. Puts it up. It's good. She sunk that like the Titanic.
I'd have to agree with you on that one, Dan.
Dribbles again. Braces herself. Puts it up. And it's good.
Brashear's doing pretty good on the free throws, Matt, wouldn't you say, Dan?
I would say so.
Well, Macon's number 52 will throw it in. Finds number 30. 30 will bring it down the court. Pass it to number 10. Back to 30. Puts up the shot. Tipped a little bit.
Abigail Wheeler gets the ball and gives it off to Katie Smith. He's going to bring up her little right side of the court. What was that phone call, Gary?
I have no clue, Daniel. I've never seen nothing like that before. Looks pretty good to me, but obviously the refs didn't think so.
I don't know what he called it, though.
I don't either.
No, I didn't recognize the hand signal.
Macon number 52 will pass it into number 30. 30 will dribble drive to the right. Kind of lobs it over to number 42. 42 got fouled right there by Abigail Wheeler.
That was a pretty clear foul.
Yeah, it was pretty clear. I'd have to agree.
That'll be her second or third foul. Second foul. Brashear is now put Macon County in bonus.
There's no reason to foul in this game, Daniel, if you're Brashear, because, I mean,
You're up by 11. Minute 35 left in the second. I mean, there's just no reason for it.
Macon County's main ball handler also is pretty well out of the game.
Yeah.
Till probably the fourth quarter.
Well, Macon County's number 42 will put up her for first free throw, and we'll sink it.
Make it a 10-point ball game.
She'll take her time to shoot in her second. That's real. And it's no good.
Sydney Slavin gets the ball out of the air. This is the ball. Kate Smith is half court. Sets up a shot for two. That's no good. Kind of a hook shot deal. Number three gets the rebound. He's going to try to drive again.
Find number 52 on the left wing. She tries to pass it back to number three, but it's stolen by Katie Smith.
And Shelly Salters gets the ball, who drives it up court. She's going to drive it and get to Chris Lim on the left wing. Puts up a shot for two. That's no good. Abigail Wheeler goes for the rebound, but it'll be in over the back.
You just can't do that.
Yeah, that was a legit call.
That will be her third.
Shani March is going to find her way in for Abigail Wheeler. Very understandable. When you got three fouls in the second quarter, you just can't keep them in the ball game.
She's got three of the eight fouls so far. That's almost half. But this one puts up a first, and it's good.
Kind of bounced off the rim and rolled around, found its way into the hole.
Number 30, she'll go to the line shooting her second. Does a couple little dribbles. Nice little spin ball backwards here. Puts her up. And it is also good.
That was a nice shot.
That was nice. I don't believe touch the rim that very much.
Kristen Love gets the ball and Shelby Salter, who brings it up the middle of the court, gets Chris Lowe on the left wing. He drives, puts the shot for two. And it's good. That shot finally went in for her.
Macon County's number 52 will pass the ball into number 30. 30 will take her time. Finds number 3 on the right-hand side. Back to 30 on the top of the key. Dribbles over to the left. Oh, finds number 52 on the off block. Puts it up, but it's no good.
Macon County is just not capitalizing on the times when they catch Brashear with their back door open. Kristen Love passes it on, and Shelby Salter brings it up short. She drives, gives it to Kristen Love on the left, picking up a shot for two. It was no good. She didn't even hit the rim.
Number 30 for Macon County will find the rebound. And she carries the ball. Both teams are having a heck of a time of carrying the ball tonight.
That's very, very true. Kristen Love will pass the ball in for Brashear. She finds Katie Smith. Katie Smith caught in the right wing. Dribbles around. Finds Sydney Slavin on the deep right wing. Gives it to Shani March on the right elbow. Gives it to Shelby Salters on the right wing. Gives it to Shani March on the right elbow. Gives it to Kristen Love at the top of the key. Drives a little bit. Gives it to Katie Smith. He gives it to Kristen Love, who puts up a shot for two at the free throw line. It's good. That makes the score 21-9 for Shearer.
Macon County's number 52 will throw the ball in. Number 30. 30 will put up a half-court shot. Oh, I thought that might have been
it. I thought that might have been money.
It was pretty close, folks. It was just a little bit off to the right, or else it would have been right in there.
Needed a little more power. If he'd had a little more power, it might have hit the backboard and bounced in. Well, Brashear going to the locker room feeling pretty good. Score is 21-9. A minute 16 left in at halftime. It'll start off in Brashear's ball. My co-announcer Trey isn't here yet. He might not be here. The buzzer just rang, so we'll get this shindig started. We'll have to see if Macon County had a very revitalizing speech in the locker room and come out with a new game plan, or if it'll be the same old game. Number 52 will pass in for Macon County. If I said Bevere, I'm mistaken, it's Macon County. 22 ends up with the ball at top of the key. She passed to dock number 30 at the right wing. He passed in into 42, I believe.
who trips and rolls out of bounds. Be Brashear ball. Chris Lowe will pass the ball on Katie Smith. Katie Smith drills and gets trapped. This is Shelby Salters, who gets trapped. He passes the ball right to number 42. He's going to dribble up to the left side of the court. She's going to try to do a layup, I think. Nope, she carries the ball over. Brashear having some trouble with this full court press. Kristen Love passed the ball for Brashear again. She gets to Shelly Salter. Shelly Salter is going to bring it up the left side of the court. This is Kristen Love on the left side of the court. Kristen Love gets trapped at half court. Gets it to Sydney Slavin on the left wing. Gets it to Shelly Salter. He gives it to the top of the lane. Puts up a shot for two. It's no good. She gets her rebound. Puts another shot for two. It was no good. And he gets knocked out of bounds by Brashear. 52 for Macon County. Passing the ball number 22. Who I might add has four fouls. 22 drives very aggressively. Comes back at 30, and there's going to be a foul call number 22. Kristen Love was standing behind her. She tried to get the ball as the girl shot and got I don't know what they called it exactly, but it is a foul. Looks like she's going to have a little talk with the coach. Number 30 will put up her free throws while she's having her talk with the coach. 30's been pretty good, decent shots, I think. Especially the first shot. Oh, just barely missed it. Bounced off the rim, backboard, and out. Let's see what she's doing her second shot. Puts up her second shot. It was no good. Just rebounded by Katie Smith. He gets it to Shelby Salter. He's going to drive on the right side of the court. So then she's going to do a right-hand layup. Is it going to be good? No. Something happened there. She didn't have enough oomph. Shelby Rogers ends up with the ball on the left side of the lane. Puts up a shot for no good. It's rebounded by Sydney Slavin, picks up another shot for two, and it was good. 52 will get the ball on the 22, will bring it up court. 22 dribbling. Smith will drive to the right. Puts up a shot for two. Oh, and it was good. Off the bang. It was quite the shot. Kristen Love gets the ball on the Shelby Salter. He's met by a full court press. She gets around and gets to play Sydney Slavin at half court. He passes the ball to Shelby Salter from the right wing. He drives, puts up a shot for two. Oh, just barely didn't make it, but Sydney Slavin rebounded it and put up the shot for two, and it was good. Number 42 fell down, and looks like she hit her head. Number 14 will find a way in for number 10. 52 will pass the ball from Macon County. Number 22 is going to bring the ball up court. She brings it up court, dribbles to the right side, then finds somebody on the deep right, number 30 on the deep right hole. She gets trapped, gets the ball back at number 22 at the top of the key, puts up a shot for two, and it was no good. Shelby Salter gets the ball. She's going to try to drive. She's Wolf. She's all down there by herself. Oh! And she gets a charge called on her. I don't know if it was charged or not, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going with whatever the refs say. I didn't see it clearly. But I heard somebody go smack and then hit the ground, both of them. So number 52 will pass the ball to Macon County. Gets number 22. He's going to bring the ball off the court. She's looking for a person she wants to throw to. She finds number 14 on the left side of the court. She gives it back to number 22 at the top of the key. She dribbles around. She drives to the right side, then pulls back out and drives again. Gets to number 30 on the deep right wing. She travels while she has the ball. Macon County keeps having her back. Brashear's back door wide open. Gets in there, but they just can't seem to get the pass into it. Kristen Russ passes the ball and Shelly Salters. Shelly Salters bringing the ball up the court. She passed it to Kristen Love over her head. She couldn't reach it. The ball went out of bounds. It'll be Macon County's ball. The score is now 25-11, Brashear. Good deep pass the ball. It's 22. 22 brings the ball up the court. Slowing the pace down a little bit. Looking for the person she wants to find. 30 up the left elbow. 30 drives. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by 42. Puts up another shot. It was good. And she got fouled, so she should be going to the line. Shoot one, I do believe. I think she also has made a couple free throws this game. Let's see if she can do it right here. Dribbles a couple times. Looks at the rim. Praying. Puts up a shot. And it's good. At praying, she does much work. Score is now 25-14. Griffin Ruff trying to find somebody open for Brashear. She finds Katie Smith, but Katie Smith 22 dives in front of Tody Smith like a dagger and knocks the ball out of bounds to the city of Brashear Roll. Brashear's having some trouble with this full court press that County's putting on him. She finds Shelby Salters. He's going to try to drive through the press. Nope, she passes off Katie Smith on the other side of half court to get to Shelby Rodgers on the right side of the lane. Puts up, gives City Clover to middle lane. Puts up a shot for 2 minutes. Good. 27-14 to score now. 22's dribbling the ball to the court. Very, very strong, and nobody was there to guard her. She almost had a right-handed layup, but somebody caught her. Shelby Salters grabbed hold of the ball, and as she was trying to pull the ball away, number 22 graveled. I think it would be Brashear Roll. It could be Macon County. I could be mistaken, but... Macon County calls a timeout again. Score is 27-14 in the third quarter with 2 minutes 55 seconds left on the clock. 3 team fouls for Brashear and none for Macon County, which is quite the opposite. Last half, Macon County started out the festivities with quite a few fouls, and looks like they learned their lesson. Number 22, their main ball handler, and kind of their mainstay team leader, I think, is... got 4 fouls on her. She's just a foul away from being out of the ballgame. The coach has probably told her, you better start playing cleaner. You're coming out, because I don't have a choice. Once you get a foul, you're out. Brashear is doing pretty good defensively and offensively. They've stumbled a couple times, but they're still pretty good. But Macon County is stepped their game up on their defensive game up quite a bit, and their offensive game is starting to come together. It'll be Macon County's ball. They're going to pass in there, go to the stack. Number 30 will find number 22 on the right wing, but she'll dribble it and trip, and it'll dribble out of bounds. I don't really know what happened. I couldn't see very good. Kristen Lovell passed the ball in for Shelby Rogers, or to Shelby Salters. Shelby Salters trying to get around the press. She gets it to Kristen Lovell on the other side on the left wing, puts up a shot for 2. It was no good. Rebounded by number 42. No, 34. 34 rebounded the ball. Gives it off to 22. 22's bringing the ball up the court. She tries to drive and gets a blocking foul call on Shelby Salters. I don't know exactly how many fouls it is on Shelby Salters, but I think she's getting up there. I think that might be her third or fourth foul. It's her third foul. Shelby Salters is now third fouls now. Putting Brashear at 14 pass. Number 34 passed the ball for Macon County. She finds... Oh, took too long to pass the ball in. Now the Brashear's ball. Kristen Lovell passed the ball in. She finds Shelby Salter on the right side of the court. Shelby's driving all over the place, trying to get through. Gets to Shelby Rogers. Just on the inside half court. He drives to the shot for 2. It's good! Number 42 got meleeed on that shot, but she wasn't... She wasn't planted, and it was clean. Number 22 brings the ball up the court. She's driving around, throws it off Kristen Love's foot. Number 34 passed the ball in again. Let's see if she can get it in this time. She's having trouble again, throws it off 35's foot. Which is Sydney Slavin, which is a pretty good plan if you can't find anybody. We're going to try a different approach this time. 34 still passing the ball in. Having trouble. Oh, she gets it to 42. Just underneath the basket. 42 with a shot. It's no good. Macon County fought over the ball. I mean, Macon County was fighting with herself for the ball for a minute. They didn't realize who the person they were fighting was, I don't think. I think they called a jump ball in the end, and Brashear gets the ball. Kristen Love finds the ball to Shelby Salter, who gets the ball to Shelby Rogers, who drives. Find Shelby Salters on the deep right wing. He's dribbling. Finds Kristen Love on the right wing. Gives it to Katie Smith at the left elbow. Gives it to Sydney Slavin at the left wall. He gives it back to Katie Smith on the left wing. Gives it to Kristen Love at the top of the key. Gives it to Shelby Rogers at the right elbow. Gives it to Kristen Love at the left elbow. Puts up a shot. It's no good. Katie Smith rebounds. Puts up another shot of her own. It's no good. They call a foul on Brashear. Could be Macon County's ball. I don't know who they called the foul on. We'll find out. They called the foul on Shelby Rogers. Shani March and Miranda Creason find their way into the ball game for Shelby Salters and Shelby Rogers. Number 34 will now be passing the ball in to number 22.
22 gets the ball, bringing the ball up the court. Set by Samantha Creason. Gets the ball to number 3. Then gives it back to 22, dribbles all the way to the left side of the court. Then she's going to dribble back to the right side of the court. She's going to do one of her circle half moon deals, I think. She gets caught in the deep right corner. Gives it number 30. Picks up a shot for 2. It was no good. Shandy Marsh had the rebound and lost it. 34 grabbed it and traveled as she got it. So it'll be Brashear ball. Kristen Love back the ball for Brashear. Gives it to Katie Smith. Katie Smith dribbles. Gets it to Kristen Love back on the other side, just on the other side of half court. Kristen Love travels. She passes it from the left wing. And be Megan Kenny's ball. Number 34 passing number 22. 22 is trying to find an opening. Gives it to number 30 on the deep right wing. He drives, puts up a shot, and it's going to be good. That wasn't a bad move. It was actually pretty good. Kristen Love finds the Katie Smith open, gets the ball to her, and then gets it back to Kristen Love, who brings it up the court, gives it to Katie Smith, and the top kick gets Katie Smith on the left wing. Drives left elbow, gives it to Kristen Love on the deep left wing, puts up a shot for 2. It was no good. So Shandy Markson has the rebound. It was just completely blocked by Macon County people and throws it away to Macon County. 22 gets up with the ball, drives down the court, puts up a layup. It's good also. Katie Smith gives the ball to Kristen Love, gives it back to Katie Smith, who's going to drive up the middle of the court. Gives it to Kristen Love on the left. They get it past half court somehow, but Macon County steals the ball. Number 30 is going to drive for right-hand layup, puts it up again. It's good. So sure going on a run. 22 is hurt. It on the left side of half, on the left side of their half. She's hurt on the left side of the court. For people at Brashear, the west side of the court. Looks like she hit her side pretty hard there when they had a little rumble wrestle. Number 10 is going to come in for number 22. She's got to check in here. The score is now 29-20. Macon County's time on a run here. There's 2.7 seconds left on the quarter. Kristen Love will pass the ball in. Probably she's going to find Katie Smith. Katie Smith's going to dribble the ball up. She's going to put up a shot, I think. No, she is going to hold it. Not a bad move. That's actually quite wise to hold the ball like that instead of taking a pitiful shot and a lengthy look down. Score is now 29-20. Beginning of the fourth quarter. Brashear has 5 team fouls. Macon County has none. It's going to start out Macon County's ball, I think. Yes, Macon County's ball. Number 34 is going to pass the ball in for Macon County. She's going to find number 30. 30 is going to bring the ball across half court. She is going to dribble around the left side of the court. Throw it off of Katie Smith's shoe and go out of bounds. Number 22 is back in the game, revived. Back at number 10 is back out. 34 is going to pass the ball in for Macon County. She finds number 30, puts up a shot for 2. It's no good. Rebounded by number 30, but Shelby Rogers came from behind, knocked the ball out of her hands, rolled out Brashear's ball. Kristen Love will pass the ball in for Brashear. She's going to pass it to Macy Rogers. Macy Rogers is going to bring it up to the right side of the court. She's going to find Shelby Rogers in the middle of the side, just on the other side of half court. Shelby trips. Could have been called travel, I don't know, but they call a jump ball, and it's still Brashear's ball. Kristen Love will pass the ball in for Brashear. She finds Macy Rogers. She finds Shelby Rogers in the bottom of the lane. Puts up a shot for 2, it was no good. And these girls just seem not to be able to rebound the ball very well tonight. Macon County's ball, knocked away by Macy Rogers, but 22 recovers it. She's going to drive. She gets to the right wing and decides to stop, throw up. She passes number 30, but it's knocked away by number 14, Katie Smith. Ends up going out of bounds. Still going to be Macon County's ball. Number 34 will pass the ball in for Macon County. She's going to find number 42 on the backside, but throws it away, and 42 saves it from going out of bounds. It comes back to Shelby Salter. Shelby Salter is going to drive. Met too much opposition. She throws it away. Macon County gets the ball. Number 22 is going to drive. She's going to try to get a layup. Oh, they called a block. Shoot. Katie Smith was set, but just not quick enough. That'll be her. That'll be the Brashear's 16th foul and Katie Smith's 13th foul. 22 will go to the line. Shooting two free throws. Let's see what she can do. This is her first shot. It's no good. We're having a little bit of scoreboard difficulties. Oh, there they are. They're working back again. The smaller scoreboard quit working with her for a little bit. Ooh, it did. Mace Rogers passed the ball on Kristen Love. She's going to bring it up. She passes it back to Mace Rogers. She's going to bring it up to the left side of the court. Hits a brick wall. Passes it right to 22. 22's dribbling around. Shelby Rogers grabs the ball. They're going to call a foul on Shelby. That'll be her fourth foul. She already knows what's going to happen. I think she's going to know. Brashear is going to call a timeout. Oh, Brashear does end up calling a timeout. That's Shelby Rogers' fourth personal foul, 17th foul. Brashear will now be in bonus. The score is 29-21, 4 minutes, 59 seconds left on the clock in the fourth quarter. Macon County just might pull it out. Pull this game out. It's hard to tell right now. Alright, both teams are back out on the court now. Number 30 will be shooting 1-1 as she was fouled by Shelby Rogers. Let's see what she can do here. Heroes, stay, puts up the shot, and it's good. One of those shots that bounces off the front of the rim and rolls in. Let's see if she can do with her second shot. Dribbles. Shoots. And it's good. Nothing but net on that one. She stumped it. Macy Rogers throws the ball into Kristen Love, brings the ball up to court. She finds Shelby Rogers wide open on the back stretch, but Shelby Rogers gets thrown overhead and just about loses it. Macy Rogers saves the ball on a deep right wing, comes up a slap shot, and it's good for two. That made the score 31-23. 22 bringing the ball to court. Met by opposition. Gives it 30 at the right wing. Cuts up a shot for two. It was no good. Rebounded by 42. Brings it down below her waist. And Shelby Salter runs around and grabs the ball. It's a jump ball call for Brashear. Kristen Love passes the ball into Nancy Rogers. He's going to pass it to Shelby Salter on the right side of the court. He's going to pass it to Shelby Rogers on the right wing. He's going to dribble and put up, or give it to Kristen Love on the left. Block, who puts up a shot for two, is no good. Rebounded by Macon County, 22 ends up with the ball. She's going to drive. It's a travel call on her. Macy Rogers will pass the ball in for Brashear. She passes in Katie Smith. Katie Smith passes it back to Macy Rogers on the left side of the court. Macy Rogers dribbles to deep left wing, puts up a flop shot. Oh, that. She flat out ran 42 over. But they're going to call a blocking foul on number 42, and Macy Rogers will go to the line for shoot two. That's Macon County's first team foul this quarter. She puts up her first shot. No good. Going to put up her second shot. Let's see what she can do. No good. One hit on the left side and one hit on the right side of the rim. 42 gets the rebound, passes it off number 22, dribbles it up the court. She's going just as fast as she can. She gets to number 34 on the deep right wing, gets it back 22 on the right wing, dribbles down to the deep right wing. She gets trapped. She needs help. Oh. Macon County calls a timeout just in time. They're about ready to call a 5-second violation, I believe. And there's the first horn. Brashear's coming out. Macon County follows. The Macon County ball. Number 34 is going to pass the ball in for Brashear. Or for Macon County. She finds number 42, who was over her head. She had one hand on it, and Sydney Slavin slapped that out of bounds. 34 is going to pass the ball in for Macon County once again. She finds 30 wide open. 30 took up a shot, and as she put up a shot, Macy Rogers fouled her. That'll be Macy Rogers' fourth team foul, I believe. Or, I mean, fourth personal foul. No, it's only her third foul. Macy was straight up and down, but she ran into her as she shot. Number 30 will put up her first shot. Ooh, just a little short. Let's see if she can do this time. She dribbles. Grabs it. Puts it up. Ooh, and that was switched. Tracy Rogers is going to throw the ball into Brashear. She finds Abigail Wheeler on the left side of the court. It's Shayla Salters on the middle of the court. He's going to drive. Gives it off to Sydney Slavin on the left side of the lane. Puts up a shot for two. It was no good. Somebody fouled 30. 30 will be going to the line for 1-1 again. Brashear's going to have to lay up on these fouls. They could end up hurting them in the end. Score is now 31-24. That is only a 7-point difference. If they keep fouling number 30 like they are, she will, she could do some damage. Macy Rogers now has 4 fouls. She got picked out of the game. She's replaced by Kristen Love. 30 puts up her first shot. Ooh, and it's good. That's gotta hurt for sure. Puts up her second shot, and ooh, that's going to be good. Oh, no, it just rolled out of bounds. Violation on Abigail Wheeler, I think. Maybe Sydney Slavin, I don't know. On one of the blocks, more people block. Third will get another shot. She steadies. Puts it up. Ooh, and that's good. That's really got to hurt for Brashear. Abigail Wheeler trying to find something to get in. Gets it into Sydney Slavin, who gets fouled by number 42. That'll be number 32's fourth foul, I think. Yes, 42's fourth personal foul. It's going to be Brashear ball. Macon County only has 2 team fouls, so Brashear's not been having very much hopes of bonus. Kristen Love finds Shelby Salters. Shelby Salters gets it past half court. She's going to drive and then pull up on the right wing. She finds Kristen Love, who gets it so. Number 22 is going to make a right-handed layup, and it was good. It was kind of a funky shot, but she went in. Timeout for Brashear. This is now a 3-point ball game. Brashear is coming dangerously close to losing this ball game that they had such a good handle on at the beginning of the game. Brashear's fouls are their almost next foul. Brashear will be in double bonus, and when that happens, that could really put a whammy on them. Somebody gets fouled, put up a shot, it could tie this game up, or put them one point ahead if they make both the free throws. Brashear is probably getting quite a talking to right now. They're kind of feeling pretty good about themselves. They went from just about a blowout ball game to a 3-point ball game. Brashear has 9 fouls. Macon County has 2. 3 minutes, 1 second left in the fourth quarter. Score is 31-28 Brashear. It's going to be Brashear's ball. Macy Rogers found her way back into the game. She'll pass in for Brashear. She's going to find Katie Smith. He gets it back to Macy Rogers on the right side of the wing. He dribbles around, gets it up the center, driving up the left lane. Met a big tiny off center. Nothing happened there.
both of them gotten off. Now, Mitch Rogers ends up still knocking the ball away from Meade County half court again, but Meade County recovers the ball. Number 30 is on the right wing, pass at 22 at the top of the key. 22 is trying to find the perfect opportunity. She's not finding it, but she's looking awful hard. She gives number 30 on the right wing, who drives, gives it number 34 on the right post. 34 gets knocked out by Sydney Slavin, I do believe. 34 passed the ball in for Macon County. They're going to go with a four corners play for their inbounds play. 34 will find number 42, who just standing there with the ball. Gives it to 22 on the right wing. She dribbles around, trying to find a good opportunity to drive, it looks like. She gets to number 30. She trips, falls, and the ball rolls out of bounds. There's a lot of tripping going on in this game. I don't know if it's intentional or accidental. Nancy Rogers gets the ball in Katie Smith for Brashear, who gets it to Shelby Saunders on the right side of the court. She gets to Shelby Rogers. She's going to drive. She's got a wide-open shot. She got fouled on the shot. She'll be going to line for two. That'll be Macon County's third team foul and number 33rd foul. Brashear really needs his free throws right now. She puts in the first shot, and it's good. Scores now 32-28. Still not much cushion. Plays up her second shot, and it's no good. Macon County gets the rebound. Number 3 gives the ball off number 30. Who gets the ball off number 22 is going to bring the ball off the court. She's looking for the opportunity. She drives to the right side. Driving all the way around. Gets trapped. Hits it off Macy Rogers' foot. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to make Macon County ball. The crowd didn't agree with that ball, but I think that's what it was. 34 is going to pass the ball, and she's going to find 42 wide open because of the shot. No good. Shelby Rogers comes out of the lead. Magazine off Macy Rogers. He's going to bring up the right side of the court. She dribbles around the defenders. Puts up a slop shot. It's no good. Rebound by number 42. He's going to drive it to the court. She's got an open basket. Is she going to get there? Oh, she drives too far underneath the basket. Trips and falls. Foul on number 34, I think, maybe. This game is getting awfully, awfully rough for a junior high girls game. Yes, that is number 34's first foul. Fourth team foul for Macon County. Katie Smith's going to throw the ball into Macy Rogers. Macy Rogers on the right side of the court. She finds Sydney Slavin wide open. Sydney Slavin all of a sudden gets a man on her. She passes it back to Macy Rogers on the right wing. Macy Rogers is going to drive, loses the ball. 34 gets the ball. She's going to try to drive, it looks like. She's going to pass it off to number 42. She's going to drive around Katie Smith, put up a shot for two. And it's good. It is now a two-point ball game. One shot to tie it up for Macon County. So it's a minute 26 from the clock. Score is 32-30. Brashear has 19 fouls, and Brashear makes one foul on a player that makes both her free throws. Macon County will tie up this game. It's going to be Brashear ball. I'll tell you something, going to pass the ball into Brashear. She's going to find Macy Rogers. She gets the ball dribbled out of her hands and he almost goes out of bounds. She saves it. She gets it to Shelby Saunders at half court. Shelby Saunders gets the Katie on the left wing. Puts up a shot for two. And it's good. It's now a four-point ball game. It's still awfully close. 22 gets the ball. She's bringing it up to court. She puts up a shot for three. Oh, just in and out barely. That definitely had Brashear on the edge of her seat. Macy Rogers is going to pass the ball on to Brashear. She's going to find Shelby Saunders. He gets it knocked out of bounds. Oh, but Macon County's number 22 fouls, and that will take her out of the game, I believe. Yes, it will. That's going to hurt. That's going to hurt Macon County. So now Macy Rogers is going to pass the ball in for Brashear. She's going to find Shelby Saunders. Shelby Saunders is going to find Shelby Rogers. She's going to try to drive, make a layup. She doesn't make it. She kind of stumbled. Macon County got the ball, and Shelby Salter reaching there to get the ball, and I think she got a foul called on her. That would be her fourth foul. Macon County will go to the line for double bonus. The 42 makes both these free throws. Should put Macon County back in a two-point ball game and with a possibility of tying it up. She dribbles. A lot of pressure on her right now. She puts up her first shot. Ooh, just off the front of the rim. She dribbles. Grabs the ball. Takes her second shot. And it's good. 31-34, three-point ball game. Macy Rogers passing the ball off of Bashir. She can't find somebody. Oh, who passes it right behind Shelby Rogers? It goes out of bounds to the Macon County ball on the other side of the court. Three-point ball game. 57.67 on the clock. These are early fun ball game to watch. 34 passes the ball in for Macon County. They're going to go with a stack formation right here at half court. She finds number 30. Number 30 dribbles. She's looking for an opening. She finds 42, but it's got away by Macy Rogers. Macy Rogers picks the ball up. She's going to dribble it down the court. She dribbles around 42. Looks like she almost tried to trip her. Gets it to Chevy Salters on the left wing. Puts up a shot for two. It's no good. It goes out of bounds. Macy Rogers tried to save it. It went out of bounds, and it'll be Macon County's ball. In 38.27 on the clock. It's 34-31. This went from a 10-point blowout ball game to a 3-point nail biter. Macon County has just called a timeout. I would imagine they're trying to devise a play right now that'll help them get tie this ball game up. I don't know what they have to 3-point shooters. 22 was probably their best one. She just fouled out of the ball game not too long ago. So they might have a secret weapon, you never know. I'm guessing they're going to try to do that, or they could try to get a foul drawn on a two-point shot, go to the line for two, and make both shots. That would put them 35-34. Score is 34-31. Brashear looks like they're almost breaking down out there. Macy Rogers is very upset. Macon County had the first horn blown. They're out there now. They're ready to roll. Very enthused, might win this ball game. 34 passed the ball into Macon County. She gets to number 30. Number 30 dribbles the ball across half court. She's driving. Oh, dribbles it off her foot. Yes, she's going to try to drive and draw the foul. She dribbles off her foot. She's very upset with that. Macy Rogers will pass the ball in for Brashear. She's going to find Shelby Rogers on the left side of the court. We get to Jacinny Slavin on the back court. Nobody on her. She gets foul going after the shot. She should go to the line for two. There's now 27 seconds on the clock. If she makes both these shots, Brashear should have the game tied up. If she misses them, and Brashear fouls on the rebound. Number 52 finds her way in for number 42. She fouled out of the game. Now that really puts Macon County in a bad position. Sydney Slayton puts her first shot up. Ooh, just in and out. She puts her second shot up. And it's no good. Macy Rogers gets the rebound and puts her shot up for two. No good again. They fouled one of Macon County's girls. She was over the line for two. It was on Macy Rogers. She just fouled out of the game. That is three junior high girls that have fouled out of this ball game. When that happens, the ball game is very much too rough. Number 52 will go to the line to shoot two. She looks very excited. I think this is the first time she's seen any action in this ball game. It would really make her feel good if she made both these buckets and made it a one-point ball game. There's 24.27 on the clock. 52 goes to the line, dribbles. Puts a shot up. Ooh, off the backboard, but almost went in. She still has a chance to make one of these free throws, though. She dribbles. Picks the ball up. Puts a shot up. Ooh, no good. Shelly Rogers comes out of the rebound, but she's getting
full court press, bumbling, fouling, all kinds of stuff going on right now. Number 30 just fouled her, I do believe. Now, Brashears, Shelby Rogers will go to the line for 1-1. Yes, that was the foul on number 30. I believe that's her fourth. There's a lot of fouls going on in this game. Way, way too many. 17.8 seconds on the clock. Macon County still has a shred of hope. Shelby Rogers puts her first shot up. Ooh, no good. Macon County had the rebound, went right between her legs, and they tried to pass to 30 and kind of bubbled around and ended up for sure knocking out of the ball. There's 12.5 seconds on the clock. 34 passed the ball, number 30. She's going to try to shoot a three. That's just about the only way she can go to. She puts up a shot for three. She got fouled. She got fouled. She will go to the line to shoot two free throws. No, she'll go to the line to shoot three free throws because she's shooting a three. If she makes all three of these free throws, that could put Macon County in a ball game. I mean, that could make it a 34-34 ball game. There's 7 seconds left on the clock. She puts her first shot. She dribbles. Puts her first shot up. And it's good. She has two shots left. Even if she misses this one and makes the next one and takes the rebound and puts that, Macon County would win the ball game. Dribbles. Puts her second shot up. Ooh. Bounced off the back of the rim, but she still has a chance to make this shot. Dribbles. Puts the shot up. And it's good! For sure calls a timeout. The score is now 33-34. It's a 34-33 ball game. If they can kind of steal the ball and make the layup, that would win the ball game for them. For sure is probably very scared right now because this ball game started out a 10-point blowout. And now it's a 1-point nail biter. 7 seconds on the clock. For sure also can't foul. Macon County's going to travel the line for two free throws. But Macon County's also in the same shoes. They can't foul because if they foul, for sure will travel the line to shoot 1-1. First horn. For sure comes onto the court. Macon County waiting for them. Very enthused. Shelby Rogers will pass the ball in for Brashear. She slaps the ball. Gets the ball into jump ball. 5 seconds left. It's going to be Macon County's ball. This could potentially end up being a 35-34 ball game with Macon County winning. I've been joined by Matt Thomas. You have anything to add, Matt? 34 passed the ball in for Macon County. She finds 14. She puts up a shot for two. Oh, she hit the braces behind the backboard. That's got to hurt. There's still some hope. 2:47 on the clock. There was a little bit of confusion going on out there. I don't really know what it was about. Number 30 will pass the ball in. Shelby Rogers for Brashear. There's 2 seconds left on the clock. She should just get the ball in and somebody should hold it. Or she throws it over their head. Salty touches the ball and holds it. She got fouled. So they're going to call it a ball game. I heard that foul way over here. Did you hear it, Matt? He says yes. Brashear won the ball game 34-33. Well, started out as a 10-point blowout. Ended up being a 1-point nail biter. I don't know if Brashear was going to pull it out there for a minute. Did you, Matt?
I was getting a little worried, Daniel.
Well, now we're going to the boys' game. Let's see what the boys can do. I'm going to take a little bit of a break here. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. Macon County and Brashear are both doing their warm-ups right now. For all you folks at home, I'm going to read off the roster for Macon County Raiders. Just in case we forget their name every once in a while, you can fill in the blanks with their number. Number 10, Alex Porter. Number 12, the 8th grader, Emil McKim. Number 14, the 7th grader, Sherman Huff. Number 23, the 8th grader, Jacob Klinksmith. Number 24, the 8th grader, Aaron Maddox. Number 32, the 8th grader, Tommy Moore. Number 34, the 7th grader, Dylan Liebert. And number 45, the 8th grader, Christopher Nolt. As you might have noticed, there aren't any freshmen on this team. It's a very young team. They're going to have their beginning of the ball game meeting where the team captains and the referees have a little discussion along with their coaches. They're all shaking hands, making friends, I'm sure. What?
Talk louder.
Talk louder?
Yeah.
I can hear myself just fine.
I can hear.
Referees are laughing and all everybody's smiling. Agreeing. What? Oh. And Coach Snyder calls his team in for a little pep talk for the game. Calling the dogs off, you might say. What? Calling the dogs. My mistake. Jacob Shipman, our official in the box, he's going to be the one that tells us whether the call was right or not. That way, me and Matthew don't get on the wrong side of the officials. No, I never do that. Macon County's still shooting. There's 2 minutes left. Warm-ups, for sure, is having a talk. Coach Snyder's probably a little afraid after what happened last ball game.
The officials for tonight's game will be George Wright and Phil Kearns.
Macon County is still shooting. Either the coach really doesn't care or his team's good enough they don't need a little pregame prep talk. Of course, I guess they give them a minute at the beginning of the ball game to do all that, so maybe Coach Snyder was just overambitious. Who knows?
This Macon County squad looks like they have a couple shooters with them.
Yep, but they're all young, like I said earlier, and I don't think many of them have much game experience. All right, there's the minute mark buzzer. Macon County now coming in to have their little pregame prep talk.
Macon County coach still talking to the officials.
Not his team. They're still talking. No, now he's talking to his team. Mercier's already had their talk, and they're...
We're now announcing the starters for the night game.
Number 12, Emil McKim, going to start for Macon County, along with
number
23, Jacob Klinksmith. And number 24, Aaron Maddox. And number 32, Tommy Moore. And to finish off their roster, number 34, Dylan Lehart. And starting for the home team, the Sheer Tigers, number 23, Adam Songer. Number 31, Hayden Hausman. Number 33, Teddy Snelling. Number 45, Nick Thomas. And number 51, Taryn Treasure. I might like to add that there are only two freshmen starting and two 8th graders and one 7th grader. All of a sudden.
And the teams come out for the jump. Adam Songer will jump for Brashear, and number 23, Jay Klinkman, will jump for Lincoln County. Hey, look at that. Both of them are number 23. What a coincidence. Both teams set up in a defensive jump formation. And Brashear gets the tip off. Hayden Housen will get the ball. He'll bring the ball to court. He comes up the middle. Top of the key. Finds Nick Tumbles on the right wing. He passes in to Adam Songer on the left side of the, or right side of the lane. He gives it back to Hayden Housman. He ends up with Perrin Treasure on the left wing. Took up a shot for two. It's no good. Lincoln County, number 34, rebounds. Passes 12. As it brings it across half court, Hayden Housman picks him up. Picks up his dribble. Passes number 34. Picks up his dribble. Being guarded heavily. Back to 12. And they throw it away. Cody Stein gets the ball. He's driving up the court. He pulls up at the right elbow. Puts up a shot for two. It's no good. He gets the rebound. Puts it up again and puts it up. It was good that time. Klingsmith takes it out. Passes it to McKim. Can bring it up across half court. Dribbles to the right side. Runs by a screen. Dribbles it back to the left. Back to the right. Takes through the hole. Passes. Number 23. Out of bounds on Macon County. Number 45, Nick Thomas will pass the ball on for Brashear. He finds Hayden Housen wide open. Gives it to Hayden Housen. He dribbles up the center of the court.
You know, Hayden Housen has really stepped up for us this year.
Yeah, he's a pretty small seventh grader. He Cody Snowden just passed it right through Adam Snowden's hands and just went clean out of bounds. Nothing stopping it.
Clint Smith will take it out. Passes it into McKim. McKim bringing it across half court. Clint Smith sets the screen for McKim. Dribbles to the right. Back down to Clint Smith. Back to McKim at the top of the key. Dribbles right. Still dribbling right. Back to the left. Takes to the hole. Klingsmith comes out of the pile with it and puts it up for two.
Nick Thompson with the ball, bringing it up the court, right up the middle. He passed it to Hayden Housen on the right wing, gives it to Terrence Edger on the deep right wing, gives it back to Cody Snelling on the right wing, who finds Hayden Housen on the left wing, gives it to Adam Song on the left side wing, gives it to Terrence Edger on the left corner, puts up a shot for two, is no good. Rebound to Nick Thompson, puts up a shot for two, and it's good for Shearer leading 4-2. Number 12, Nick Kim, I think, brings the ball to court. He dribbling at half court, loosely guarded. Defense is picked up. Dribbles back to the left. Picks up his dribble half court, passes it to number 34. Takes to the hole. Throws up a shot, does not go in. And Klingsmith goes up and draws the foul and makes it. We're going to go to the line, shoot one.
Joe Clarkson will find his way into the game for Terrence Treasure.
Klingsmith's shot falls short. And it will be Macon County's ball.
Number 24, Sager, from going out of bounds, threw it off Joe Clarkson. He got a bloody nose from it. That's got to be a heck of a deal. How long do you think he's in for, Matt? 5 seconds?
Not too long.
So Terrence Treasure re-enters the game for Joe again. They didn't like that.
Clint Smith passes it in. Passes in at number 12, McKim. Passes across 32. McKim,
Klingsmith banks it in for three from the left wing. Nick Thomas gets the ball, bringing it up court. This is the Hayden Housman. Oh, he gets it stolen by number 12.
Johnny McKim steals it, goes up, misses the left handed layup. Klingsmith gets the rebound and puts it back in for two.
Klingsmith is obviously going to be making county star player this evening. Hayden Housman ends up with the ball, bringing it up court. He gets it to Coach Snelling at the top of the lane. Who tries to drive, gets fouled on the floor, and it's going to be Brashear ball.
foul was on number 24, Aaron Maddox.
Aaron Treasure's going to throw the ball in for Brashear. Brashear's going with the stack formation. Tried and true. Turner flaps the ball, gives it in Jeff Woods, but it's knocked away by number 12, McKim from Mason County. Ooh, Brashear's going to try this again. Turner slaps the ball. Trying to find Joseph Woods again. Joseph Woods is on the right wing, gives it to Cody Snowing, the top two, drives. Top one, puts up a shot for two, is no good. Adam Song rebounds the ball, goes up for two again, is no good. Turner Treasure gets the rebound, puts it, gives it. The dishes it out to Cody Snowing, puts up a 3-point shot, gets the rebound again. Tries to pass to Joseph Woods. Joseph Woods gets fouled. He's on the
floor.
We have
a Lincoln County foul with a push.
I think that's Lincoln County's second team foul.
Number 24 is second team foul.
Turner Treasure will pass the ball in for Brashear. He'll find Cody Snowing on the right wing. Cody Snowing will take a dribble in and put up a shot too. Lincoln
with the rebound, passes it out to McCam. Going down to the layup. It was swatted hard by Cody Snelling,
but
Lincoln gets the rebound and puts it up. Misses the shot. He will go to the line for two.
Clemson gets the ball. Dribbling.
Puts it up. And the free throw is good.
Puts Macon County at 10 and Brashear at 4.
And the second one rattles home. Swing Smith has all 10 of Macon County's points. I think Coach Schneider is going to have to find a way to stop him.
Yeah.
He is
turning out to be Macon County's firehouse. Brazier had a kid like him last year. His name was, I think, Shelbadine. He scored 39 of the 43 points when they played us.
What we should have done is just broke his leg in the locker room, and we might have won that game,
because I don't think the other people on the team could have scored a combined of 5 points, but we didn't. Let's see if Coach Snyder goes with that approach or if he goes with the clean one. What do you think he'll do, Matt?
I think he will put his best defender on Clint Smith to try and stop the force.
That would work, too, just not as fun. Adam Song gets the ball into Hayden Hausman. He brings it up the court. He gets it to Cody Snowing on the left wing. He passes it to Hayden Hausman on the right wing. He gives it back to Woods at the top of the key. He's surrounded by defenders and trying to hold them off. And he ends up passing it to Cody Snowing on the top of the key. He gives it back to Adam Song on the bottom left wing. Hey, now at the top of the key, he gives it back to Jeff Woods on the left wing, who finds Adam Songer at the left block, puts up a shot for two, and it's good!
Clinkfest takes it out, passes it to McCam. Those two are really the only ones to have touched the ball for Macon County tonight.
Yeah.
McCam dribbling a half court in a circle. Dribbles to the right. Goes around the screen. Back around the screen. Passes it to number 34. Back to McCam. Top of the key dribbles. Passes to the right wing. Number 34. Number 34 is trapped.
Cody Snowing ends up with the ball. He's going to bring it up the court. Right up the middle. Dishes it off to Joseph Woods on the right wing. Gives it to Adam Conner on the deep right wing.
And Clinksmith with the steal. Clinksmith bringing it down the court. Gets it across half court and passes it to McCann. Dribble to the right. Around the screen set by Dylan Liebhart, back around it. 32, Tommy Moore. Back over to Liebhart. Kicks it down on out of bounds. It will be Macon County's ball.
Nick Thomas and Boomerang will find their way back in the game. Nick for Joseph and Dylan for Adam, right? Oh, yeah. No? What?
That's we only have four players out there right now.
That presents a problem. Oh, Adams is still in the game. Okay.
A little bit of a confusion. Teasing a mistake.
So
Ken gets it. Ken gets it half court. Close to good. Around the screen. And the carry is called.
Cody Darling will pass the ball in for, Nick Thomas will pass the ball in for Bushier. He gives it to Dylan Redding.
Dylan County in a 2-3 defense.
Dylan Redding passes the ball off to Adam Strong on the right wing, gives it to Nick Thomas on the deep right wing. Flinkfist comes out of the pile with the ball, passes it out to McCann. At half court, dribbling around, dribbles through the defenders, kicks it over to Liebhart. Liebhart driving, stops, pulls it up, kicks it to McCann. From the free throw line, puts it up, no good. Bushier gets rebound.
Yeah, Thomas gets a rebound, dishes it off to Adam Stronger, brings it up the court.
Adam Stronger goes to the right wing, gives it back to Terry Carter at the right elbow, puts the shot up and gets the foul. Looks like he's going to go to the line for two.
Foul is on Macon County, Emil McKim. His first, team's third. Looks like we'll have a substitution in here.
3 seconds left on the clock. Score 6-11, 5-point ball game. Aaron Treasure's at the line. Let's see if he can make both these shots.
He dribbles. Concentrates. Puts it up. No good. Macon County has pulled one off the lane, so they only have three. So the usual four.
Joseph Woods finds his way into the game for Adam Songer. Darren Trader puts up another shot. Ooh, no good. Joseph Woods gets the rebound. Gives it to Cody Schnong, puts up a shot. Oh, it looked good left to right.
No good. Even if it had went in, it was after the buzzer.
It was pretty good left to right. You didn't have enough gunpowder behind it.
After one quarter of play, Daniel, what do you think?
I don't know exactly. I think number 23, Jacob Klingsmith, is going to be the biggest threat to Bushier.
He does have all 11 points. Both coaches are having heated discussions with their teams, trying to get them get their heads in the game. And the first buzzer rings. And the second buzzer rings as both teams step out on the court. It will be Macon County's ball to start the second quarter. Macon County with an 11-6 lead on the road. Klingsmith into McCann, back to Klingsmith. Picks up the dribble. Passes it to number... Well, I can't really tell you what number. He's surrounded.
Number 10.
23, back to 12, back to 23, back to 23 again. Puts it up for two from the left wing, and it is good.
Nick Thomas will get the ball, and Dylan Redding will bring it up the middle of the court. He's dribbling, looking for the person he wants to throw to. He finds Joseph Woods on the right wing, gives it to Cody Sterling on the right wing, gives it to Nick Thomas on the deep right wing, puts it shot to
the air ball. Leopard picks it up. Passes it out to the outlet McCann, who's dribbling across half, passes it to Klingsmith. Back down to number 10, and he makes the bad pass.
Dylan Redding's going to drive up the court. He's going to put up a right-handed layup. It's no good. Cody Sterling
comes out of the pile with the ball, dribbling down the left side of the court, picks it up at 3-point line, kicks it out to Liebhart, kicks it back to McCann, driving to the right, puts up a shot. Daniel, I don't know how that went in.
I don't know either. It's kind of like one of those Macy Rogers shots. Dylan Redding went up with the ball, bringing it up the court.
That was Macon County's first score that was not made by Klingsmith tonight.
I noticed that. Dylan Redding put up the ball on the left wing, puts up a shot for two. It's no good. Nobody better rebound.
Klingsmith with a rebound, dribbling it. Gets it across half court with a little fade. Kicks it back out to McCann, dribbling. At the top of the key, back over to Klingsmith on the left wing, back to McKim, back to Klingsmith, takes the shot, passes it across the lane to 32. 34, Dylan Liebhart gets it on the right baseline, tightly guarded. There will be a jump ball called by official Phil Carnes. And it looks like we have a couple Bushier substitutions.
Nick Thomas will pass the ball in for Bushier. He finds Hayden House and he finds his way into the game. Hayden House needs to bring the ball to the court. He passes it to Nick Thomas on the left wing. He passes it to Adam Songer, top key, gives it to Hayden House on the right wing. He finds Nick Thomas at the top of the key. He gives it to Adam Songer on the left elbow. He gives it to Terran Treasure on the left, deep left wing. Puts up a shot for two. It's no good. Brashear's having trouble rebounding tonight.
And Alex Porter with the rebound to the outlet. McKim
passes it to Liebhardt on the right wing. Back to McKim. Out to Klingsmith. Kicks it down to number 10. Klingsmith with the three. It is no good. Didn't even get rim on that one, Daniel.
No, he didn't.
McKim gets the rebound. Passes it to Liebhardt. Back to McKim, back to Liebhardt, back to McKim. Dribbling it, tough key, kicks it out to the right wing, or across to the left wing, to Klingsmith. Number 10, Alex Porter puts up a shot, and it looks like we'll have an over-the-back foul on number 23, Jacob Klingsmith. First, team fourth.
That'll come in handy if he ends up getting in foul trouble later on in the game.
They've got to get him in foul trouble and get him out of the game, or otherwise it's just not going to be pretty.
There's going to be a number change for Joe Clarkson's uniform. It'll now become 41 because he got a blood stain on it whenever he got a bloody nose. I don't know who 41 was before. Apparently nobody was 41 before. Or no, wait. It was probably a girl's uniform. Yes, it was. No, it wasn't.
No, it was an excess jersey.
It was an excess jersey. Nick Thomas passes on for Brashear. Then he has full court press. He finds it. Hayden Hassan, who dribbles through the press. Hits it across half court. Gives it to Adam Sonner. Gets it Nick Thomas on the right side of lane. Throws it off Terran Treasure's foot. Recovers the ball. Passes it across lane to Adam Sonner on the left side. Puts up a shot for two. No good. Over the back on Matt McLeod, I believe. Let's see.
He seems to be the only one who really wants to get in there and fight for a rebound, Daniel.
That seems to be, which comes in handy. We need some people with some passion like that. Joe Clarkson, number 41, will find his way in for Terran Treasure.
Klingsmith will pass the ball in. Kim dribbles it across half court. Still dribbling at half court. Kicks it over to Klingsmith. Looks like they're putting a double team on Klingsmith. Out to Porter. Over to number 32, over to Liebhardt. To the right baseline, McKim with the air ball, and Adam Songer with the rebound.
Who was fouled by number 10, Alex Porter.
That will be his first, team's fifth.
Nick Thomas will pass the ball in, find Hayden Hausman, who will bring the ball to court. He will pass it to Adam Songer on the right wing, will pass it to Joe Clarkson on deep right wing. He'll get it to Nick Thomas at the top of the lane to give it to that. Hayden Hassan on the left wing comes to the shot, too. It's no good. He'll get that rebound. He'll try to save it, but it's just too late. Terran Treasure will find his way back in the ball game for Matt McLeod. And Cody Snelling will find his way in for Hayden Hassan.
Hayden's got to be in there. He's the team's spark. Even as a seventh grader with very little experience, he's been the bright spot in this team's rainy season.
Yep.
McKim, trapped at half court, with travel called on him. It will be Brashear's ball at half court.
If Brashear could break out of their 6-point deal right now, they'd might do something done. Hayden, there, Nick Thomas passes the ball into Cody Snelling. Cody Snelling finds Terran Treasure at the top of the lane, puts up a shot too, no good. Joe Clarkson rebounds to the shot of his own. It's good.
Klingsmith to McKim. McKim across half court. Looked like a carry there. Passes it to Liebhardt on the right wing. Dribbles. Oh, and he passes it to the wrong team.
Adam Song dishes it off Cody Snelling, but it's the bobble. Nick Thompson will put a shot of his own. Missed, and somebody rebounds
off of
it.
His foot. It'll be making kind of ball.
A lot of bobble.
Sure, not hustling back.
Especially their oldest teammate, Cody Snelling.
Klingsmith with the three, no good. Just touches rim, it will be out of bounds. Brashear ball.
Apparently when old Clay steps the foot, takes one step backwards, he can't make nothing.
Megan County with a timeout. It'll be a 30.
There's a 1:39 left on the clock. Brashear has 8 points. Megan County has 15. Megan County's got 15 team fouls. And Brashear has 3.
Brashear is going to have to do something about Klingsmith. He has 13 of the 15 Nixon County points tonight. But they have effectively shut him down. They have effectively shut him down. He hasn't scored any since they started double-teaming him.
No, he has not. Brashears went into a 1-3-1 trap because Mitton County does not take the ball inside. They go with their shooting skills.
So the sign brings the ball to court.
He passes Joe Clarkson a bullet. Joe Clarkson puts the shot up. It's no good. Terrence Hayter, oh, no, Adam Song gets with him. Puts the shot to his own. It's good. McKim taking the ball across half. So we picked up by Cody Snelling. Over to Liebhart with the trap. He has nowhere to go. And there will be a reach called on. Number 45, Nick Thomas.
Nicholas Thomas.
Number 24 enters the game for Macon County. Clint Smith pass it in. Kicks it over to Liebhart. He passes it down on the baseline on the right side to number 24, Aaron Maddox. Misses it and goes out of bounds for sure ball.
Nick Thomas bringing the ball before for Brashear. He passes it off to Cody Snyder on the left wing. He finds Joe Clarkson on the left side of the court, puts up a shot for two, and it's good! Brashear is slowly making a comeback with a 3-point ball game right now.
McKim across half court. Oh, and I think he traveled there a couple times. Ball's knocked back across half court. McKim kicks it over.
Macon County ends up shooting the ball. Terrence Hayter rebounds. He gets the ball to Thomas. He gets it popped out of his hands. Gets shoved by a little clingy. And they're going to go down the other side of the court and lay off their press. Let Nick Thomas pass the ball in from Brashear. He's going to pass it to Cody Snelling, I believe, yes. Cody Snelling could bring the ball to court. He passed it off to Adam Songer on the right wing. He gets it passed back to him and all that.
Simpson with the rebound passes out to Porter. McKim at half court, takes the shot, puts it up, and it is good for two.
Nick Thomas gets the ball to Adam Song, gets it back to Nick Thomas, he gives it to Cody Snelling and brings the ball to court. He gets it to Joe Clarkson on the lane, puts up a shot for two, is no good. Clinton's with the rebound. McKim takes it up, puts it through for two. Ball game's over. I mean, halftime.
That's a halftime buzzer ring.
Adam Song kind of put up a shot that I don't think he should have, but He likes to swing that ball up and down the court, if you haven't noticed.
Sure, goes into the locker room, down 7 points, 19-12.
We're going to take a little bit of a break here. We'll be back in about 8 minutes.
And we're back. Here is the one-minute buzzer. Goes off. It'll be Macon County ball to start off the half. My colleague Daniel Smith is not yet back from his halftime break, so I'll be doing both teams at this point in time. Kling Smith into McKim. Back over to Kling Smith, cross to 24, back over to McKim. It's top of the key, trap. And Haydenhausen with still Haydenhausen taking it the other way. Puts it up for two. Layup is no good. Adam Conner gets the rebound and puts it up. And the shot is good for two. Brashear cuts it to a 5-point deficit. McKim across half court over to 24. Dribbles it off his foot and out of bounds. Brashear, Nick Thomas will take it out of bounds. Passes it in to Cody Snelling, dribbling across half court.
Goes.
Passes it down to the block. Back into the block. Joey Clarkson. And McKim will get the steal out of that. Up to Kling Smith. Kling Smith with the missed layup. It will be a foul on Cody Snelling. Kling Smith will go to the line to shoot two. Kling Smith drains the first one.
And Glenn Smith's second free throw was good. Sonnerman passes it in. Megan Tanner with full court press. Hayden Hoffman dribbling, passes it to Tanner and Treasure. Back across to Hayden. Kicks it over Snelling at 3-point line on the left wing. Down to Joe Clarkson on the baseline, puts it up for two, rattles it home. There's now 16-21 Macon County advantage. Number 32 dribbling the ball on the left wing over to 34, Liebhart. Plainsmith from the top of the key misses. It is no good. Sanchez gets rebound, but is quickly taken away by Dylan Liebhart. Joe Clarkson comes out with a steal there. Passes to Sanchez. Tearing back to Hayden. Hayden across half court. Hayden dribbling. Passes it over to the right wing to Curtis Nelling. Takes one dribble. Passes it to Joe Clarkson. From the right baseline. Puts it in. No good. Tanner Treasure with the rebound, puts it up, no good. Liebhart with the rebound for Macon County, and passes it out to Clinton, dribbling across half, over to McCam on the left side, kicks it in to the post of Clinksmith, down to the left baseline, to number 24, Clinksmith with the rebound, puts it in, and it is good. Clinksmith has all four second half Macon County points. Hayden passes it out of bounds to nobody. Sure substitution, Nick Thomas for Hayden Houseman. Clingsmith will now pass it in to McCam. McCam will bring it across half court, like usual. 24, and Maddox will dribble into a crowd. And McCam will come out with a reverse layup and an air ball. Stoner will come out of the pile with the rebound. Goes around the screen, set by Tanner Treasure. Kicks it over to Thomas on the right wing. Down to Heron. Joe Clarkson with a shot from the baseline. No good. Megan County gets the rebound, takes it across the court. And McKim will put up a layup. No good. And Clint Smith's fouled on his putback by number 45, Nick Thomas. Clint Smith tonight from the line is 4-for-5. Make that 5-for-6 on the night. For sure substitution, Matt McLeod for Taryn Treasure. Clint Smith drains the second one. Thomas takes out of bounds and it's honor back to Thomas. Cross half court. Kicks it over Snelling on the right wing. Over to Songer at the top of the key, over to Nick on the left wing. Snelling gets it on the left baseline. Into Matt McLeod. He drives. The layup is no good. We have a foul. It looks like it will be Macon County ball. Foul is on number 45, Nick Thomas, his third. Needs to keep his hands in. Snelling picks up McKenna half court. And Thomas with the steal. Gives it back to Megan County. McKim trapped. Gives it to Clint Smith. Passes it down to nobody, and it is out of bounds. Looks like we have a Brashear substitution. It will be redhead Joseph Woods in for Matt McLeod. Cody Snelling bringing the ball up the floor. This is up key. Kicks over to the right side. And it turns over to Joe Clarkson. Now the right baseline. Across the lane to Joseph Woods. Puts up a shot. No good. Who comes out of there? And Thomas with the rebound. Tries to power dribble. Puts it off his foot. It will be Macon County ball. We have a full timeout by Macon County coach Daniel Liebhart. And with full timeout, both coaches will get a chance to talk to the team and get them settled down. I believe it is more of a breather for Macon County. Both coaches do seem very heated.
the Tigers break and stroll out onto the court. First buzzer rings. And now the Raiders come. Looks like Queen Smith will pass it in once again. Passes it in to McKim, who passes it back to Queen Smith. Goes across half court, passes it to the left wing on number 24. Loses the ball, and a double dribble is called. Substitution, Matt McLeod for Joey Clarkson. And Thomas will pass the ball on to Cody Snelling. Snelling brings us across half court. Picks over left wing to Joseph. Back up to the top of the key to Nick. Into the post to Matt McLeod. Drives and scores two. Clint Smith brings the ball up court from Minton County. A little bit of a change from the Kim that we'd seen earlier. Kim back into... Oh! Pass it back into Clint Smith. Clint Smith with a nice bounce pass back to McKim, who just plain missed it. Out of bounds for sure ball. Thomas to Snelling. Snelling dribbling up. Picks it up at top of the key. Into Matt McLeod. Jump ball was called. It looks like it. The arrow is pointing to Brashear. Brashear will get the ball back on the baseline. Thomas passes it out. Brashear in the typical stack formation. Into Adam Songer. Puts up. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it in. No good. Glenn Smith goes after it. Out of bounds in County. Brashear ball. Substitution Hayden Houseman for number 42, Joseph Woods. Thomas into McLeod. McLeod kicks it out. Snelling. Snelling gets the ball on the right baseline. Up to the top of the key to Hayden Houseman across the left wing to Nick Thomas. Cuts. Puts up the shot. It is blocked by Clint Smith. Hayden Houseman comes out with the ball. Snelling puts up his dribble. Back to Thomas. Over to Hayden. Hayden dribbles in. Stops. Passes out to Thomas. Thomas into Songer. Ball is deflected. It will be Brashear ball, 45. Nick Thomas passing in the ball. Brashear once again back in the stack. Kicks it out of the three-point line to Curtis Nellie. He takes the two and misses. Songer with the rebound. Puts up a fadeaway. Boy, that was ugly. No good. It'll be Minton County ball. Minton County with the pass in. Substitution. Tanner Treasure for Adam Songer. Clint Smith passes it in. Back to McKim. Back to Clint Smith. Over to Maddox. Kicks it over to... Looks like that ball was deflected. McKim puts up the shot from the right elbow. Good for two.
Hi, I'm Anthony Humber. I've returned to the announcer's box. Hayden Houseman just put up a shot for two. He missed it. Megan County got the rebound.
Got Maddox. Kicks it out to McKim. Picks up his dribble. Goes to pass it to Clint Smith. Ball is deflected by Nick Thomas. Minton County ball.
Dylan Ray is going to find his way back into the ball game for Nick Thomas. That's Nick Thomas's third foul.
Clint Smith and I can't say who. They kick it around. The arch to Clint Smith. Puts up a three. Rattles out.
Hayden Houseman is bringing the ball to court. He drives, puts up a layup, it's no good. Rebounded by Cody Snelling, but he bobbled it around and Clint Smith ended up with it, but they called it travel on Clint Smith. That's still going to be your ball. Hayden Houseman gets the ball in the turn. Treasure puts it a shot to two, no good. Hayden Houseman gets the rebound, passes it out to Donner and gets Cody Snelling off the key. Cody Snelling gets ready to pass it, but he gets knocked out of hands by the number 12. Dylan Redding gets the ball on the left wing. He passes it to Terrence Hedrick. Deep left wing gets Cody Snelling on the left wing. Puts in a shot for three. No good.
After the end of three quarters played,
Score is Brashear 18, visiting team Minden County 27.
Looks like Adam Slonger will reenter the ball game.
Clint Smith inbounds the ball, starts fourth quarter, passes in to McCann. McCann goes across half court, has nowhere to go. Gets out of it, goes in between the legs, has to pick up his dribble, kicks over to Liebhardt. He's trapped. We could have a 5 second call here, and we do. He was triple teamed there. Somebody had to have been open.
That'll make it Brashear's ball. Hayden Hassan will pass the ball for Brashear. He gets in. Goes playing in the middle of the court. Brings up the court. He passed in Matt McLeod in the lane, but he was covered. Got deflected. Turned it up with the ball. Hayden Hassan passes it over to Cody Snelling on the right wing. Passed Adam Songer on the right side of the lane. Ends up back at Hayden Hassan on the left elbow. Puts up a shot for two. Is no good. Rebounded by Brashear. Adam Songer puts up a shot for two again. No good.
Gets the rebound. He had a man wide open down court. Decided to take it across half court by himself. Kicks it down to Maddox. And he puts it in for two.
Brashear's back door was wide open. Hayden Hassan is getting the ball, bringing up the court. He passes to John Rang on the left wing. Who dribbles between a guy's legs. Gets it to Matt McLeod on the post. He gets it to Adam Song on the deep left wing. Gets it to Dylan Rang on the left wing. Gets it to Cody Snelling, who travels. What a surprise there.
Substitution, Nick Thomas from Matt McLeod. Big and tiny ball. Clint Smith looking for somebody. Timeout, Macon County. 30-second coach timeout. Daniel wants all you folks to know that it is unsafe to put too much salt in your popcorn bag.
Yeah, that'll give you a heart attack. And that'll burn your lips if you have chapped lips in the winter like I do. Found that out the hard way.
What?
Funny man, please. He makes
Jack ball. Jacob Prince pass the ball in. Kim runs around in a circle, covered tightly. We have a foul away from the ball by number 33, Cody Snelling, with a hold.
That always hurts. That'll be Brashear's fourth team foul.
We're going to tell you the clean quarter period this second half. Oh, McKim breaks open. Goes to the left, no good.
Fadeaway shot.
Oh, that was with a fadeaway. 17.
And he got the net stuck. I wonder if our officials were going to fix that or not. Hayden Hassan brings the ball to court. Passes it to Cody Snelling. Tries to pass it to Nick Thomas.
Lee
Poe
rebound. Clinton gets the pass.
It was on that court.
I didn't catch a word of that game. Yes, they are supposed to. Clinton with the ball at half court. Left. Picks the ball up. Guarded closely by Adam Songer. Adam Songer looks like he's getting a little friendly there. Looks like we had a little foul.
Are the officials? Oh, there they go. Oh, Clay, he got the net for us. He's probably the only person that could jump up that high. That was a pretty shot he made, but I think he's a little tough. What do you think, Matt?
I do indeed.
He's sitting right in front of us right now, so I can't talk to you about.
Passes it in to McKim. Kim Dribbles picked up by Joseph Woods. Kicks it over number 32. Oh, goes for the pass in and it's stolen
Adam
away.
Songer puts a left hand layup up on the right side of the basket. Got fouled. He yelled at Cleaney. I don't know why he yelled at Cleaney. Cleaney was just doing his job, but.
Yelled at him?
He yelled
at words exchanged.
There were words exchanged. Actually, there was just words said at him. Cleaney just kind of stood there and was like, I didn't do anything. Calm down. And he'll go to the free throw line, too. That was the first layup I've ever seen that kid shoot in a game. The free throw was no good. That kid, Adam Songer, never shot layups last year. That's another free throw shot. Oh, and it's good. 19-31.
Steps away from the line.
Klingsmith into McCann. Back to Klingsmith. Back to McCann. Back to Klingsmith. Down to Matt Arts for two.
Nick comes with a fast bomb from Brashear because he just was getting over Adam Songer. He's going to bring him off court. Adam Songer passes it to Hayden Clint. Top here. He passes just was on the right wing. He passes it to Nick Thomas, the deep right wing. He drives. Puts up a shot. Didn't get fouled, but it looked kind of dirty. Hayden Hatson got the rebound. Got knocked out with Megan Jenner. Thomas passes the ball in to Adam Songer. He drives kind of deep.
Hey, coming back and playing defense.
And catches Brashear's back door open once again. What a surprise. 35-19, 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
They should really throw the back door up there.
Or at least put a deadlock on it. Jeez. Deadbolt. Deadbolt. My mistake, ladies and gentlemen.
Looks like we're going to have a Menton County sub.
And the Brashear. It looks like Matt McLeod is going to find his way into the game for, I would guess, Cody Snelling. But that's just a guess. Or maybe just Woods. You won't take any money out of their home. Feel free.
And it looks like number 45. Christopher Nolte will be in for
Nick Thomas just made his first free throw shot, and yes, Matt McLeod sent for Joseph Woods for those of you betting for Joseph.
Tommy Moore will come out for Macon County.
15-point ball game right now. Nick Thomas will shoot his second free throw. Let's see if he can make it a 14-point. And he snuck that shot like the Titanic. That make it a 14-point ball game, 21-35.
Smith takes it out, passes it to McKim, back to Klingsmith. Back over to McCann, back to Klingsmith. Over to Christopher Nolte. Down to the baseline to Tommy Moore. And it looks like we will have a travel called with the tight defense played by Brashear. Nick Thomas.
Nick Thomas will pass the ball in for Brashear. He's passing Cody Snelling. Cody Snelling will bring ball to court. He casually dribbles. Gives it to Dylan Redding on the right wing. Gives it to Nick Thomas on the right side of the lane. Puts up a shot for two. Knows it's good. Cody Snelling got the rebound, put up a shot. No good, he got his own rebound, put up another shot. He's going to go to the line for two.
Looks like he will be fouled by number 23, Jacob Klingsmith. And yes, that's who it is. That is his fourth personal foul with 2.5 remaining.
I'm going to guess he's going to stay in the game for the remainder. Or until at least he fouled out. It would have been handy if I'd been stiff. Not that it would have helped Brashear's Titanic struggle. First shot. Good. Nothing but net.
Heard it rip all the way over here.
Call the timeout. Again, it is.
Daniel Lee, all right, timeout. And old Klingsmith, it looks like he's a little gimpy over here.
What?
That old Klingsmith looks a little gimpy over here.
Yeah.
And it is just, there's a deafening roar over here. Mostly from the Macon County side of things.
But Brashear didn't give a run for their money. Some of the people are on their feet now, which is a surprise.
15 of them. Trey Treasure in the stands dancing like an idiot.
Yeah.
But that's what we have come to love and expect.
Trey is jumping up and down. I think he might miss one of his steps and eat it.
Trey doing the bunny hop up the steps. That would have been quite amusing if he had him falling.
Yeah, it would have been. And busted his jaw. That would have been funny, but bad, but still more funny than bad. You know, you folks know what we're talking about.
Plus, Trey would have just laughed it off.
Yeah,
Trey would have just laughed it off.
And said that he meant to. Yeah. Cody Snelling goes through the line for a second shot. Let's see if he can make some money again. Oh, and it's off
short.
Front of the rim. But Matt McLeod looks rebound for the shot too. No good.
They're going to call an over-the-back. The charge with the over-the-back.
Or was that a push?
That was over-the-back. Oh, no, that was getting under him. Taking out the knee.
I know, but
Cody Snelling with the steal. Puts up a shot, it's good for two. That'll make this 11-point ball game. Brashear with full court press on now.
Ooh.
Nice. Oh, and it is stolen away, tips it out.
Karen Treasure. Tried to save it, but he didn't need to. He should have let be on the
Should have let that be.
He should have let Laurel Nuff be alone. You know what I mean?
Ooh. Clint Smith and Dematics. Over to Liebhart. Back over to Maddox. McKim gets it at half court. Dribbles. Very close to being over and back.
This little fake spin move. Dribbles.
He is just taking it too easy.
He's going with the steal.
He's going to get something. I seen that coming a mile away. Looks like we'll have a foul on County number 24 with the push.
Would have been helpful down number
20. Maddox.
Then a little bit more helpful down number 23, wouldn't you say?
I would have to say so.
Not that it's going to make a difference in Brashear's titanic struggle with only 2 minutes remaining on the clock. 1 minute, 57 seconds. Place on his first shot.
No good.
Off the front of the rim, just like the last one he took. Big Joe Clarkson is going to make the ball game for Matt McLeod. There's a little bit of confusion there.
This is really where your freshmen need to step up and play their best.
Yeah, kind of be a team leader, which none of these really are. They're more of an eye leader. His second shot up.
And that was good. He ripped that. Clint Smith into McKim across half court. Getting a little handsy there. Cody Snelling. Looks like it could have been fouled.
Oh, there he
and
got
finally
fouled.
One is called.
It's about time. That was getting a little ridiculous how they were playing that ball, wouldn't you think? Making Kennedy travel the line for 1-1. Cody Snelling now has 4 personal fouls on him.
With a minute 50 remaining. And it looks like it will be number 12,
McKim.
Emil McKim. For the 1-1 shot. McKim drinks the first one. Just can't muster up enough for the second shot, and it goes out of bounds. It will be. Yes. Sounded like the whispers of Lucia.
Pretty nice. Gets the ball. Dribbles it across half court.
Has some trouble with the defender, number 12. Oh, Buck or Cambria with her back door open, but Berger just can't capitalize on it. They're trying to pass it across the lane. Cody Swing tips it off. He throws the ball. He's getting kind of dry. He's probably going to get a foul call line. Or no, he'll let him go, and it's an underhanded layup that went in the basket. Clint Smith picks it out, and then kind of passes it over to Liebhart. McKim dribbling now. Passes it through two defenders, and it is stolen by Adam Songer. He puts up another look at 11. It's beautiful. That was beautiful. Brashear has now cut the lead to 7 points.
With 1:09 remaining, this could end up being just like the girls' game.
Ooh, he gets a little bit of a switch right there. That looks like
a good one. That looks like, yeah, it could be painful. This game could very easily end up being like the junior high girls' game, end up being a 1-point ball game.
Our coaches are very, very disgruntled. Starting to get a little demonic characteristic look to him. Don't you think, Daniel?
I would say so. Joe Clarkson got the ball and went deep left wing and ended up messing around and got it back to the top of the key. Number 24 fouled Cody Snelling when he got the ball.
That'll be Aaron Maddox with Minton County's 5th foul.
Almost a bonus.
And his 4th personal.
51.9 seconds left with score 29-36.
Brashear with a 30-second timeout.
Brashear.
I don't want to talk things over with this team.
Get a little plan going. This could very easily...
I didn't quite catch all that, Daniel. What was that?
This could very easily turn into a replay of the girls' game earlier with the boys ending up being a 1-point ball game and possibly pulling this girl game out. I don't see that, but it could happen. First horn's blown. Teams are getting their warnings.
But Brashear is doing the infamous what. We got spirits here. Crowd really getting into it.
All 20 of them. Brashear ball. Only Collins passing. Cody Snelling dribbles. Finds Joe Clarkson on the right wing. Puts up a shot for 2. And it's good! 31-36. 5-point ball game.
Clint Smith can't find anybody. Passes it into Maddox. Back to Clint Smith. Cross to McKim.
Oh,
he's out of
bounds.
Out of bounds. McKim steps out.
This game is turning out exactly like the junior high girls game. 36 seconds on the clock. A 5-point ball game. Brashear has to get the ball, shoot a three, and get fouled, and make all the free throws, and they can win the ball game.
Well, that's highly unlikely, but it could happen.
We have a full timeout called by White, which for those of you at home
is
who don't know, that's for sure.
And blue is Macon County. That's kind of a dead giveaway, just because, you know, Brashear, none of Brashear's color are blue, but, you know, hey, some of you guys, I don't know what color Brashear is, so. If you're out there, give us a call at 1-800, or no, wait, one. All right, Brashear's back on the floor. He talks about the ball in Terran Treasure. Terran Treasure goes ball support. Gives it to Teddy Downing at the top of the key, puts up a three-point shot. It's no good. Joe Carson gets the rebound, puts up a two-point shot. Is it good? No. Adam Songer slips up another two-point shot. It's good! The ball game is now 33-36. Brashear is within grasp of winning this ball game. Princeton brings the ball to court. It's double team. Gets it to McKim. McKim's triple team. Blue calls a timeout. 11 seconds remaining. If Brashear can steal the ball and make a buzzer shot or just a three-point shot and tie this ball game up, they might have a chance of winning. Is what you say, Matthew?
They do. That would send it into overtime, in which Brashear would carry the momentum.
11.9 seconds on the clock. Macon County's ball. The score is 33, Brashear 36, Macon County. This is a very close ball game. Just about exactly the way the girls' game was going. 24 passes the ball in for Macon County.
Aaron Maddox over to Daniel Leapart. It's double teamed.
Oh.
And we have a foul called on number 23, Adam Songer.
That's not good for Brashear. If this kid can make his free throws, they're going to be in trouble.
And he won here. They should have in a two-possession ball game.
They should have just let that kid hold and get a five-second violation on him. Wouldn't you say, Matt?
I do believe so.
Be number 34, Dylan Liebhardt.
Dylan Liebhardt.
And he will be shooting 1-1. If he makes this, that'll help him out a lot. If he misses it, then he
goes quiet. Except for Brashear, who's going
wild.
Oh, he makes his first shot. That's
got
to sting.
Loud. That's got to sting, but let's see if he makes this one or not. If I was Nick Thomas or Karen, oh, they're leaving the lane wide open. Brashear catches the ball, makes a three-point shot, gets fouled, which is very unlikely.
He's probably dribbling.
Put it to the shot. Oh, my God. How did he make that shot? Brashear's got to hustle. Oh! Wide ball. That was close. I didn't know which way they were going to go with that. Do you, Matt?
That is a little bit stubborn call on the part of the Macon County coach. 5-point lead with 9 seconds left, and he puts the full court pressure back on. Not really much point to that, Daniel.
What do you think about this?
Yeah, there's only 5.8 seconds left on the clock. Brashear's really going to have to get their act there or do anything here. But let's find out. Matt, you got some Batman music for us?
I think I do.
Mary Max. Alright. Adam Song gets the ball. Nick Thomas gets the ball to Curtis Lane. Puts a 3-point shot. Is it good? No, he's at the front of the rim. Brashear doesn't rebound. Oh, and the clock runs out. That was a good run for Brashear. They took a 10 point, or more like a 15 point runaway ball game.
Deficit. Brought it back within 5 points.
That's pretty good, especially for this young, inexperienced team.
I believe that if Brashear had played the entire first half as they did the second part of the
second half,
it could have been a very different ball game.
Well, folks, that's the end of the ball game. That's the end of this evening's festivities. I'm Daniel Smith.
And this is Matt Thomas.
And see you later.